Menachem Menachem Barabbah Mishnehe Kar Menachem Tunai Shleish Me'er Sifah V'chameish Me'er Be'ita. All Menachem Barabbah require 300 Sifah and 500 Be'ita. Sifah is when the kernel of wheat is rubbed between the fingers. And Be'ita is when, with your fist, you bang at the kernel of wheat. This is done in order that the klipa of the kernel should be easily removed. The way it is done is first Sifah is done, and then there would be two Be'itas done. And then two Sifahs are done, and three Be'itas. And it would go on in that order until you would finish the 300 Sifah and the 500 Be'ita. Baha Sifah, Baha Be'ita, Bachitim. The Sifah and Be'ita is done while it is still kernels of wheat before it is ground. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Babasek. Rabbi Yossi says the Sifah and Be'ita is not done to the kernels of wheat. Instead, it is done to the dough in order that it should be kneaded very well. The 300 Sifah and 500 Be'ita is done to the butter. Kar Menachos Boz Eser Eser Chutz Melechem Apanim B'chavisei Kohen Gadol Shehen Boz Shtei Mesrei Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda. All Menachos are baked into 10 challahs. Even a Minchas Solas, which the Kmita is done while it is still flour, after the Kmita is taken off, it would be baked into 10 challahs. With the exception of the Lechem Apanim and the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, which are baked into 12 challahs, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Eimer, Kulan Boz Shtei Mesrei, Chutz Michalos Toda Bahan Naziris, Shehen Boz Eser Eser. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says all Menachos are baked into 12 challahs, with the exception of the challahs that are brought together with the Korban Toda. Four types of challahs are brought, and each type is baked into 10 challahs, and also with the exception of the challahs that are brought by another, on the day that he finishes his Naziris, he would bring two types of challahs, and each one is baked into 10 challahs. All other menachos are baked into 12 challahs. Masechta Menachos Parabav Mishnah Vav Ha'omer Ha'yibah Yisaro Mishalus Son. The Minchas Ha'omer, which was brought in Tezayin Nisan, from Sa'irin, from barley, from the Tvuach Hadasha, from the new grain. Three son of Sa'irin would be harvested and ground, and then sifted 13 times until the end product would be one Yisaro of choice flour, which is 10% of three son. As since Sa'irin has a lot of bran, and so too Tvuach Hadasha, it's more difficult to get the fine flour from it. So therefore, three son is required in order to get one isaron of choice flour that would be used for the Minchas Omer. Shtei Alechem, Shnei Esrayim, Mishalos Son. The Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuot together with the Shnei Kivtei Atzeres, three son of wheat is required, and then it would be ground and sifted until you have two isaronim, one isaron for each lechem. Now the Shtei Alechem, even though it was also from the Tvuach Hadasha, since it's from wheat, not barley, only three sarim is required in order that the end product would be two Esronim, as Chitim has less Subin than Sa'irim. Lechem Hapanim, Esrim Ba'arba Esronim, may Esrim Ba'arba Son. The Lechem Hapanim, the 12 Lechem that were put on the Shulchan. 24 sarim of Chitim would be required in order that the end product would be 24 Esronim, two Esronim for each Lechem. At Lechem Hapanim, since it comes from Chitim and also it does not come from the Tvuach Hadasha, so therefore it's easier to get the choice flour from the Chitim, so only one sar is required per Isaron of choice flour.